I got drunk.
I got drunk.
And I went to jail.
And I went to jail.
Oh, I got drunk.
I got drunk.
And I went to jail.
And I went to jail.
Oh, I got drunk and I went to jail. Nobody come for to go my bail. All my sins taken away.
All of my sins taken away.
If I had listened,
if I had listened
to what my mama said,
what my mama said.
If I had listened,
if I had listened
to what my mama said,
what my mama said.
If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be home in my feather bed. All my sins taken away.
All of my sins taken away.
Hand me down,
oh, hand me down
my walking cane.
My walking cane.
Oh, hand me down,
hand me down
my walking cane.
My walking cane.
Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the midnight train. All my sins taken away.
All of my sins taken away.
This is the one I told you I'd tell you about later. I said these were songs from the South, but this one is, I don't know where a Fenario is. I can't find it anywhere on the map. This is an old song, traditional song, called Peggio.
As we march down to Fenario,
as we march
down to Fenario, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and the name she was called was Pretty Peggy. Come go along with me, Pretty Peggy-O. Come go along with me, Pretty Peggy-O. In coaches you shall ride with your true love by your side. And grand as any lady in the air. What would your mother think, Pretty Peggy-O? What would your mother think, Pretty Peggy-O? What would your mother think for to hear the guineas clean? And the soldiers all marching before ye-o. Come tripping downstairs, Pretty Peggy-O. Come tripping downstairs, Pretty Peggy-O. Come tripping downstairs and tie up your yellow hair. And bid a last farewell to Sir William Moe. Well, you're the man I love, handsome William O. Well, you're the man I love, handsome William O. Well, you're the man I love, but your fortune is too low. I'm afraid my mother would be angry, oh. Well, our captain, he is dead, Pretty Peggy-O. Our captain, he is dead, Pretty Peggy-O. Our captain, he is dead, and he died for me. And he's buried in Louisiana country,
oh. There's any Yankees here, this is one you can take back with you. It's called The Good Old Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. This fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad we fit against it, and I only wish we'd won. I don't want no pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. Hate the Freedmen Bureau in uniforms of blue. And I hate the nasty ego with all his bragging fuss. Them lying, thieving Yankees, well, I hate them worse and worse. I hate the Constitution, this great republic, too. Hate the Declaration of Independence, too. And I hate the striped banner, tis dripping with our blood. I hate the glorious Union, and I'd fit it if I could. Well, I followed old Marse Robert for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places, and I starved at Point Lookout. I cotched the rheumatism, camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees, and I like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. Ain't died of southern fever.
Let me start that over. Y'all deserve better than that.
300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust.
They died of southern fever, of southern steel and shot. That line, that verse.
Well, I can't take up my musket and fight them now no more. But I ain't gonna love them, and that's for starting show. And I don't want to pardon for what I was and am. And I won't be reconstructed, cause I don't give a damn.
This one I learned from Jean Ritchie, and she wrote this one, and it's a true story about what happened to her. She lives on land that is, they do mining on it, really. So she wrote a song about it. I think she was very upset when she wrote the song. I come from the mountains, Kentucky's my home, where the wild deer and the black bear so lately did roam. In the cool rushing waterfalls, the wildflowers dream. Through every green valley there runs the clear stream. Now there's scenes of destruction on every hand, and only black waters run down through my land.
Sad scenes of destruction on every hand.
Black waters run down through my land. Well, the quail, she's a pretty bird, she sings a sweet tongue. In the roots of tall timber, she nests with her young. But the hillsides explode with a dynamite's roar, and the voice of small birds will sound there no more. And the hillsides come sliding so awful and grand, as the dangerous black waters spread over my land.
Sad scenes of destruction on every hand.
Black waters run down through my land. In the rising of the springtime, we planted our corn. In the ending of a springtime, we buried a son. In the summer, come a nice man, said everything's fine. My employer requires a way to his mine. So they tore down my mountain and buried my corn. And the grave on the hillside's a mile deeper down. And the man stands and talks with his hat in his hand as the poisonous black waters run over my land. Sad scenes of destruction are on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. Well, I ain't got no money and not much of a home. I own my own land, but my land's not my own. But if I had 10 million or somewheres about, I would buy Perry County and run them all out. And sit on the bank with my bait in my can and watch the clear waters run down through my land. Oh, wouldn't that be just like the old promised land? Black waters, no more in my land.
Well, that's nice to have the sun go under that nice white cloud. Don't forget about the medicine show that's up the hill. When you can't stand us another minute, you can go up there and enjoy him a little bit. Enjoy the craftsman. Enjoy. How many of you had vittles down with the food sellers? Nice, aren't they? All those collard greens and crackling cornbread, nothing better. Let's welcome our farm-talking man, Tommy Dobbs of Palatka. Tommy Dobbs.
Boom. I was talking to my friend Bill Brown down to Gilchrist County. He was up here yesterday telling me about this Yankee fella came down there, and he's want to be a chicken farmer. He went down to the local feed store and got him about 1,000 chicks, said he's going to go into business. Well, a few days later, the old guy showed up back again at the feed store, and he is ordering up about 1,000 more biddies. Said he's having a heck of a time with those, trying to grow those biddies. So he got him another load, and it didn't work either. So he went on back to the feed store, and Bill happened to be standing around there, and he said, what's the trouble? How come you're not able to raise these biddies? The old Yankee said, I don't know. I must be planting them too close together or too deep. Bill said, I don't know if I can help you or not. I've got to have a soil sample before I go into this matter. In the early morning silence around home, nature's alarm clock will usually let you know when it's time to get up. Later on in the day, the hens will be scratching around under the grapevine. It's a nice day, about like today, nice, humid. Mama, with little bitty, she'll be over scratching under the sour orange trees. You know, chickens don't see like we do, two eyes straight ahead. They got one that sees everything over here and one that sees everything happening over here. So that's why they're always doing like this, and they bearing down, checking things out. Mama calls for the biddies. Biddies that come running. Only kind of dog we used to have around our place was real energetic type. Hogs. Used to milk a cow a little bit. That was a lot of fun when I was coming up. That was a regular thing, too. if you're ever late to milking, or if you had to have somebody stand in and they couldn't make it on time, the closer it got to milking time, the more she'd beller. She'd start off like that. Maybe 30 minutes later, she'd pick up a little bit. Then when she couldn't stand it any longer, she'd let you know. Calves. Bulls. I think I ate about 4 gnats a while ago. Mule. Long. Thank you. Have a lot of seagulls around our coastal areas. Ducks. Frogs of all kinds. One cricket. A dozen crickets. We've learned a lot of lessons from animals, and they've certainly been our friends. They've provided us with food and clothing and shelter, and in many cases, they've been good companions. I think the owl really has a nice little lesson we can learn from him, probably why he's so wise. The more he sees, the less he says. The less he says, the more he hears. You'll see this old fellow down the river swamps. He'll be sitting on one leg, and he'll have his head turned around backwards and one eye open. Doesn't miss a thing. Thank y'all. It's been a lot of fun.
Tommy Dobbs from Palatka on the St. John's River. Of course, all of you know that to hear a screech owl at night is the sign of death. So if you want to make him hush up, turn your shoes over. If your shoes aren't handy, tie a knot in the corner of your sheet to choke him to death. Now let's welcome one of our favorite singers from Stone Mountain, Georgia, recently from Miami. Oh, my goodness alive. Lance Lazenby, now of Hawthorne. Not Dan Tillinghast, but Lance Lazenby of Hawthorne.
Thank you. I was from Gainesville before it got so big. Some of you heard Don Grooms earlier in the program this weekend sing a song called The Orange Blossom Special, Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. One of my favorites of his. If you don't know, Waldo is a booming metropolis just north of Gainesville. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop there anymore, but ever and anon, a few trucks will stop there and driver will buy a cup of coffee to give the economy a jolt for a week or two. Move on. I'd like to start out by doing a song about a truck and its driver that goes fast, and sports fans, if I jump the track one time, I'm gone. It's an old song called, fairly old, 10 years or so, called Girl in the Billboard. Oh, who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the Bigel Highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Oh, wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. And things move along, you know. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I must be getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you can find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Back in the days when most every high school kid that had a car had an A model Ford that he had rebuilt himself, there was one kid that had such a car, and he picked up a date one night, you know, the first time he'd ever dated this girl, and she noticed about halfway through the evening that from his visor dangled a huge hat pin on a long elastic thread. And she said, "My heaven," said, "what is that?" And he said, "That is my artificial bosom tester." And she said, "Good Lord, you're not going to use that thing on me, are you?" And he said, "I already have." This is the way that a population explosion works. It sneaks up on you, and before you know it, you're in the throes of it. To give you an idea, if some mad genius could press a button right now that would kill off a billion people at random around the world, this would buy us about a half a generation's time before the level was right back where it was before he pressed the button. And as time goes on, that gets worse. So in one small corner of the world known as Florida, I wrote a little song that I did Friday, and I think maybe most of the people here are new today, so I'll try to run it through one more time. Might call it the Florida Development Blues. It's about one old boy that tried to get away from it all in the great state of Florida. Oh, the traffic was awful, the neighbors of fright, and the city a cesspool of controversy. I was sick of it all and I saw the light, get out of the hassle, live in the country. So I read all the ads and I dreamed of the day, then I called Honest Al, Mr. No Money Down. Said, "Al, you're in luck. We got one today. It's God's own 5 acres, 10 minutes from town. In the wide open spaces where no engines roar, we'll set you to rest by your own fish pond shore. Where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round your door. And things move along. So I signed note and mortgage, and they gave me my deed, $56.90 monthly for 31 years. Then I dug out my fish pond and I planted my trees. Lay back in my hammock and I had a few beers. Good idea. Said I, this is heaven, I'll travel no more. I'm a rural landowner and always I'll be. I'll never again be like I was before. It's goodbye forever to the crowded city. And the wide open spaces where no engines roar, I've set me to rest by my own fish pond shore. Where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round my door. But hark! As I lay there, what noises arise? The screech of the chainsaw and the bulldozer's squall. And there at my fence line, to my stricken eyes, a billboard read, coming soon, Honest Al's Mall. Uh-oh. Well, I marched and I picketed and petitioned the board, wrote all the newspapers so angry and vexed. But the board members told me, we're all in accord. You're back in the mainstream because you've been annexed. Now I'll sit here by my sludge pond in the parking lot's glare and peer at the buildings through the smog-laden air. And I wonder as I listen to the diesel trucks blare, if hell were put near here, could you tell it was there? Well, just for a brief spell there, I guess I was riding furiously, and I'm going to run one more by you if you can stand it. I usually have a box of cotton sitting out here, you know, but forgot it this time. Dean Rusk, when he was Secretary of State, was testifying before a Senate committee, which I think was largely for public consumption, because any idiot would know the answer to the question they asked him. But anyway, Rusk was a master of language, and is. And they asked him what in the world was going wrong with all the administration policies. Said everything's just in a horrible mess all over the world. You know, people fighting, clawing, biting each other's ears off, rioting. You know, it's awful. Well, you know, anybody that's read any history knows that's the name of the game. You know, that's the way it's always been. But anyway, Rusk said roughly the following. He said, the world is round. This means that at any given moment, only one-third of the people in the world are asleep. Said the other two-thirds are up and into some kind of mischief somewhere, which I thought was beautiful. Along in the same period, they found a 3-million-year-old skull and part of a skeleton, which have been assigned to the genus Homo, the same little group that we're a member of, almost 3 million years old. And in the million-plus class are relics of weapons, of baboon and human skulls bashed in to get at the brains, you know, several other indices of a great deal of violence back then, which again shows you, you know, it went a long time back. But I was sitting in the J. Grain Grit Student Union in Gainesville and had nothing better to do than to scribble a song unless I wanted to watch Adam 12, you know, whoa, or Emergency One, whoa, just sirens, nothing else on. So I hatched out this little thing.
The
3 million some odd years ago on the plains of Africa. Our stance got straight and our fangs grew short when we first made weaponry. We hunted for the heart and we hunted for the hair to keep the home band fed. And if we ran out of things to do, well, we broke each other's heads. Far away in the Garden of Eden, where the tree of knowledge grew, monkey-like we dabbled and dealt in things we little knew. We ate the fruit and we got the boot and we earned mortality when our monkey hands and monkey minds got near that fatal tree. In every age, in every land, we picked our enemy. Then we burned his home and broke his head and honed our weaponry. We bred too fast and we plowed too much and we ruined our ecology. Though our minds forgot, our brains knew well the plains of Africa. Now the engines roar and the current flows and the wheels roll sea to sea. Still the world's a mess and head still broke despite technology. And through all the years that we've been here, we're our own worst enemy. 'Cause underneath the gears and wires lurk the plains of Africa. So there's just one thing that you should learn, whatever else you do, that all of the sharks ain't in the sea, nor the monkeys in the zoo. If you weigh how the world stays in such a fix and why this came to be, just think about that fatal tree and the plains of Africa. Thank you.
It's just 2:30, and beginning up in the Ad Building Auditorium, that's the pretty new building right up the hill there, there's a lecture going on how to survive on the edible herbs and plants of Florida. He's a very fascinating fella. If you'd like to cool off, you can go up there and listen to the lecture, or you can stay here and enjoy the music of a regular on the program, Dan Tillinghast, formerly of Miami, now of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Dan Tillinghast.
A little earlier, I was scheduled to be on, and told Cousin Thelma I didn't want to follow the cloggers. Then my daughter decided she's going to take longer than usual to eat lunch. So I apologized the third time to Cousin Thelma for not being here when I was supposed to. 'Twas a dark, stormy night. Not a star was in sight, and the cold wind came blowing down the line. And the brave engineer, with his sweetheart so dear, was waiting to pull on number 9. Well, she kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, and the joy in her heart she could not hide. And the whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Well, the wheels hummed a song as a train rolled along and the black smoke came pouring from the stack. But the headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. Then his brave heart stood still as he rolled around the hill, for a headlight was gleaming in his face. And he murmured a prayer as he turned on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground, and he asked them to lift his weary head. And this message he sent, as his breath slowly went, to the maiden who thought she soon would wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I thought we'd be happy by and by. And I will it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gates. Goodbye.
Thank you. That one came out of a Michigan father. This one also came from him. The horses run around, their feet up on the ground. Who will wind the clock while I'm away, away? Go get the Listerine, sister wants a bow, and a boy's best friend is his mother. She spanked him with a shingle, made his panties tingle, because he went and slugged his baby brother, his brother. We feed the baby garlic so we can find him in the dark, and an onion is a husky vegetable, a table. Oh, a-walking in the moonlight, the bright and sunny moonlight, she kissed me in the eye with a tomato, tomato. A snake's belt slips because he has no hips, and he wears his necktie around his middle. Peeking through the window, the second story window, I slipped and skinned my eyebrow on the pavement, the pavement. Go get the axe, there's a hair on baby's chin, and a boy's best friend is his mother, his mother.
About 10 years ago, I was flying from Tallahassee. I'd been up to visit Will McLean. And I got to Gainesville, and the plane sat down. We went up in the air again. We sat down in Ocala. We got up in the air again. We sat down in West Palm Beach. We got up in the air again. We finally sat down in Miami. Each time that plane got up to about 10,000 feet, the smell of the swamp burning at levels of 5 and 6 feet below the earth level got through to my nose, and I got mad. So I wrote the only song I ever wrote. Home of snake and gator, home of deer and Seminole. Now the Corps of Engineers has run them from their home. Once swampland was the home of our wildlife reserve. God Almighty was their maker. He created their preserve. Then the Corps of Engineers, with their high and mighty hand, decided for us all to drain this once majestic land. Home of snake and gator, home of deer and Seminole. Now the Corps of Engineers has run them from their home. Put in long, deep trenches, they drained their lives away. Through channels made for drainage, they thought they'd save the day. Now the conservation wardens have a job that can't be done, trying to save our wildlife from the dawn to setting sun. Home of snake and gator, home of deer and Seminole. Now the Corps of Engineers has run them from their home. Now the summer brings the swamp fires burning 5 feet underground. Fish and animals die in schools and herds all round.
in the fall and winter floods, starve the half-grown deer for this we can thank the Corps of Engineers. Home of snake and gator, home of deer and Seminole. Now the Corps of Engineers has run them from their home. This will be my last one. This one goes back to Scotland. It's called Johnny Faw, the Raggle Taggle Gypsy, the Gypsy Davy, the Gypsy Rover, Blackjack Davy, and innumerable other songs. This particular one was called the Raggle Taggle Gypsies, though. Last night three gypsies come to my door, inquiring for my lady. Oh, one sang high, another sang low, and one sang Bonnie Bonnie Biscay. Oh, so she tore off her silk finished gown, put on clothes of leather. Oh, the ragged, ragged rags outside my door. She's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Then late last night my lord came home, inquiring for his lady, oh. Servants said on every hand, she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Then saddle to me my milk-white steed, saddle to me my pony, oh, that I may ride to seek my bride, who's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Then he rode high and he rode low, he rode through the wood and the copses too, till he came to the wide open field. And there he spied his lady, oh. What makes you leave your house and land? What makes you leave your money, oh? What makes you leave your new wedded lord and ride with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh? Well, what care I for a house and land? What care I for money, oh? Tonight I'll sleep on the cold, cold ground, along with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Thank you, folks.
Dan Tillinghast. And now Terry and David Griswold from Over Live Oak Way. Though they were born in New York State, they've lived in Florida for a while, and we think it's wonderful to have them in our immediate vicinity. Terry and David Griswold.
I'm sorry. We'd like to do a song for you that I wrote a couple years ago, and the name of it is A Walk Through Heaven. I walked a blooming roadway to see the candied red clay, the green hills around echo the sound of heaven singing. The rain now has stopped falling, and I can see the way. The sun's finally seen, and it shows a great meaning for the new day. And I feel I've been here before, and I'd love to make it a home. In peace and joy I may roam. The fragrance of sweet violets cool my thoughts awhile. The trees bow in line, give me a drink of their new wine. And the stars smile bright in the dark sky, and I do not feel alone, for I have found next song we're going to sing for you is an old folk song that you may have heard before. It's called The Long Black Veil. On a cold, dark night, someone was killed 'neath the town hall light. The people who saw, they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. Judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, no. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold is high, eternity near. She stands in the crowd, she sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan, in her long black veil, she cries o'er my bone. walks these hills in a long black bed, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. We'd like to do one more song for you, a song that a friend of mine wrote, and we like to sing it together. We like the harmony in it. The sun shines in as we gather together. The air sings with glory as we praise the Lord. Almighty Father, will you take us by the hand and lead us into glory to spread your mighty word? Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. He has filled me with His Spirit. He has taken my hand. The sun shines in as we gather together. The air sings with glory as we praise the Lord. Almighty Father, will you take us by the hand and lead us into glory to spread your mighty word? Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. He has filled me with His Spirit. He has taken my hand. Ooh, He has taken my hand. Thank you.
This is Tom Shedden's fifth Florida Folk Festival. Though he's a graduate of University of Florida School of Journalism and Broadcasting, he's a traveling singer. And he has just sung just all over this land. And I think he flew down here from parts unknown to take part in the 25th Annual Florida Folk Festival. Let's welcome Tom Shedden. And friends.
And friends, yes. Well, this is a really nice day today. See people rearranging the chairs for the shade. Periodically, I'm sure everybody's going to trace themselves across the lawn here. This is the 25th annual Florida Folk Festival, and I'm 25 years old, so I'm just keeping up with the festival. I've been coming to this festival for a long time, and I finally got old enough to audition. This is the song I auditioned for Cousin Thelma, and I'd like to dedicate this to Cousin Thelma. This is a story about a man who drove a train down the side of a mountain, jumped a trestle in Danville, Virginia, killed himself and 9 other people, set loose about 6,000 canaries he was hauling as freight, and had himself recorded in a folk song. Now they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, said Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, it's old 97, you must put her in the dispenser on time. Well, he looked round and said to his black greasy fireman, said shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide oak mountain, you will watch old 97 roar. Now he was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the seam. Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, a line on a 3-mile grade. It was on this grade that he lost his air brakes. You see what a jump he made. Now a telegram came to Washington Station, and this is what it said. Well, that brave engineer who ran on 97, why he's laying in Danville dead. 'Cause he was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam. So listen on here, now you must take warning from this day on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true love or husband. He might leave you and never return. Might be going down the grid, making 90 miles an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam. Thank you. I'd like to ask Daryl Thurber to come up here and help me sing a couple of songs. This is a song that everybody's going to sing on. Daryl and I drove this time. Every year this folk festival comes around, I'm at least 1,000 miles away. Past 2 years, I've been in Toronto, Ontario. And this year, I was in Nederland, Colorado. And Daryl's from Nederland, Colorado. This is her first trip to the Sunshine State. We've been showing her a lot of liquid sunshine, and we're hoping to get some of the sunburn kind on pretty soon. This is a song about the Eternal Triangle.
We'd appreciate a little help from the audience on this.
It's called Tom Dooley. Took her life. Now I met her on the mountain and I stabbed her with my knife. So hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. By this time tomorrow, I reckon where I'll be. Hadn't have been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. So hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head and cry.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. So by this time tomorrow, I reckon where I'll be, just in some lonesome valley or hanging from a white oak tree.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Thank you.
This is a song written by George Gershwin, used in the musical Porgy and Bess. It's been re-recorded by numerous individuals, from Mahalia Jackson to Janis Joplin. So we're going to, as East meets West, old meets new, and we're going to play an old version and a new version of this song. It's called Summertime. It's summertime. And the living is easy. Catfish are jumping. And the cotton is high. Well, your daddy's rich. And your mama, she's good looking.